Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Batch After Dark with Aaron and Kelsey. Today, I am so excited because I have a special guest co-host joining me for a very special interview. And my special guest co-host is Justin Cole Adams from Justin Takes the Batch. Justin, welcome to Batch After Dark. Yay!
Hi, thank you for having me.
We are so excited that you are our special guest co-host. You are perfect for this show. Your energy, your vibe. Justin, we are stoked to have you.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited to channel my inner Kelsey and ask a bunch of mischievous questions and get the thirst rolling.
Yes, cannot wait. Well, we are not going to put it off any longer because our special guest today is Eric Bigger from The Bachelorette Rachel season. We are so excited to have you, Eric. Eric is a best-selling author and a mindset coach. This guy will motivate you to do everything and anything in your life. He's incredible, very sexy, ready to get down and dirty, Eric. Are you excited? Welcome to the show.
Oh my God, we're going to fantasy suite tonight.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Take the cameras away. It's just us. It's going to get hot in here. Just don't put your face in the place.
Woo! All right. That's the kind of energy I'm talking about, Eric. We're excited to have you. So, so happy that you're here with us. So we're going to jump right in because, you know, that's just how we do here at Batch After Dark. But before we do, I have to ask you a very, very important question. Would you like a safe word before we start?
A safe word?
Yes.
What does that mean? I guess. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So that's a word that you can say at any time if things get a little too dicey, a little too spicy. Oh, yeah, because we go there, Eric. We go there. You might need one. So what is your safe word going to be, Eric?
Miracle.
Perfect.
Or yes. Or love. I mean, I don't know. Which should it be?
I think miracle is perfect. That's your whole MO. That's your whole motto.
Miracle.
So
miracle.
It's miracle season,
miracle.
Right?
I'd be saying miracle all night.
Oh, no. You got to try to answer the questions, okay? That we're going to softball you at least. We're going to softball
no,
you.
No, go for the tough questions first. Let's break this ice, man. Let's get to it.
Oh. You know?
Yeah, what we doing? No foreplay tonight. We don't want no foreplay. We had out drinks and everything.
Then Justin's going to go first because I start out slow. I put a little lube on first. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I respect that.
Okay.
I feel like this is like a standard staple question. So I feel like it's a good place to start and you can be like as risky as you would like. Okay. You're in a bar. You're looking for a connection. What are you looking for physically? I feel like every time we talk to Batch alums about like what they're looking for, they say like the cliche answers. I want to know what is turning you on physically.
For me? Huh. Oh, baby. Well, by the way, my Venus is in Taurus. So that means a Venus in Taurus, man, loves a woman who's curvaceous. She's got like that Coke Espada, you know, type of like nice, slim, but thick, but just nice body. I'm a booty man, you know? But pretty attractive, you know, beautiful, energy, swag. Like, yeah, I can't say that's the total package, but for me, I want someone who's fit, who's fine, who's easy on the eye, very attractive. You can't, when you see her, you cannot miss her. Everybody wants her. But that body, though, ooh, baby. Oh, baby, I like it raw. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, you know.
I was about to start singing body, yada, yada, yada. So I feel you. I'm there.
Yeah. So, yeah, I like a nice body. You know, I am a trainer by trade at times, but that's been always since I was a kid. I was young. I just always gravitated to women with just like, oh, my God, that is nice. What are you doing with all that? How you doing?
Love it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So good.
Amazing. Well, that's a great first answer, Eric. I love it. I love the energy it. Here, the excitement. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to ask you to go back. Okay. We're going to go back. Do you remember the first time you noticed a girl? How old were you? Where were you at?
That is a real great question. Damn, you did some research. This, I've never even heard that question ever on TV interview. Damn, what was the first time? Hold on. It had to be when I was like maybe 9 or 8. There was a girl. I lived in these apartments in Baltimore, semi-suburbs, Dickey Hill Apartments. And there was a girl named Monique. She was my girlfriend. And we used to play hide and go freak on the monkey bars. I think I was like 10. And I used to always say, it's all good in the bag of chips. And I was just so happy to have a little girlfriend. You know, we didn't do anything, but we would dry hump if that, right? But that maybe, I can't say that was the first time I noticed a girl, but I think that was probably the first time I was aware that I was attracted to someone. You know, like, I really like her. This is my girlfriend. Then my boy Omar, he was talking to my cousin. You know, it was, man, that was a memory. He's bringing back memories. But we used to play basketball on the monkey bars, and we used to play hide and go freak. And we were little freaks at 10 years old. Yep, mommy didn't know.
You have to tell me, what is hide and go freak? I've never heard this in my entire life.
Really?
I haven't either.
What? Okay, must be a black thing. I'm sorry. So have you heard of hide and go seek?
Of course. Yes.
Right. So what do you do when you hide and you go seek? So if I find you, then I get to freak you. I get to dry hump you. Mazel tov.
Oh, simple. My goodness. So why wasn't I playing this game?
Like, yeah, got me. You know what time it is.
Okay, I need to play this with my husband tonight, Eric. Yes. Thank you for giving me a new game.
Yes, that right? part.
I like
it. Also, it's the best part of it is that you don't have to do a good job hiding because obviously you want to be caught. I mean, like, find me.
Yes,
I mean,
find me.
My type of game.
I'm in a closet knocking on a door. Yeah. Like, find me in a closet. I'm here.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. So funny.
Memories. I love it.
All right, Justin, take it away.
Yeah. Okay. So I feel like this is a great question, especially as like, I love how I just complimented my own question, especially as more and more alums have platforms. But like, how do you meet women? You have a platform, you have a status, you're Googleable. Like, how does that process even work?
Social media, dating apps. And some dating apps are better than others. But honestly, that's what it is. Social media, the DM, and apps, like literally, like pandemic. Oh, he's on the dating apps. Heavy. But that's it, really.
You know I'm a dating coach, right?
Oh, you are? I didn't know that.
Yes. I'm curious, have you used the video dating apps?
No, but I'm into FaceTime dating, though. So I create my own app of dating with video.
Okay. Well, I mean, this way you don't have to give them your number. You know what I mean? You can be like, right?
And be. I always like, get girls to try to give me their number, and I'm like, I just play it off. Like, I'm not texting you. Like, nah, I need to see you first. Like, we're not doing that. But my friend, she told me, said, remember on the first day, always take them a coffee, because I made that mistake and took a girl to a nice dinner. Dinner was probably like $250. And when she showed up, I was just like, who the heck is this?
Right? They don't look like their pictures.
Nothing like their pictures. I'm talking about she was, what? Huh?
You're like, that's not the same person.
I was like, you should have just kept on your sneakers and your little hoodie. And your little, you know, because what you had on. Oh, man. I felt like, I said, you know what? We're going to have a good time. I'm going to eat some good food. And it's like, never again, though. We'll never do that again.
I'm glad you learned your lesson. Definitely, yes, it needs to be short and sweet. Coffee is perfect because... Yep. anything warm makes you feel good and like warm and cozy. If you go and like meet for ice cream or something like that, you're not going to have that same feeling. So that's what you need to do. Coffee is always a great first
coffee. See, I like that.
And you can always tack on with the coffee date too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. It can lead into other things.
Oh, wow, like yes. You look good. No sweats, girl. Think you want to go to, you want to go to dinner tonight?
See?
How about we double date one night, one day? Yeah. I like it. Let's keep it moving. Like a, you just got your first rose. Let's get another one a night. You got the day portion and you got the night portion.
There you go.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. I love that. Okay. So you're talking about your first girlfriend. Was that your first kiss as well? Or did you have first kiss before that? That was your first kiss.
Okay. Monique. I remember Monique. Okay. That was my girlfriend, Monique. Hey, Monique.
I'm like, I hope she's listening. Monique, are you out there? Can you hear us?
Yeah, she's in Baltimore somewhere. She probably like, oh my God, I remember we were so cute together. We didn't know anything. Like, yeah, we were kids.
Now, Eric, do you feel comfortable sharing your first sexual experience with us?
Yeah, of course.
All right, awesome.
I remember like yesterday. It was nothing what I thought it was going to be. Oh,
it never is, right?
Like, what? I didn't know that. Yeah, so y'all want me to get into it? You got another question before you hit an answer or what?
Go for it.
There was a girl. See, I'm not going to put her name out there, but just know there was a girl. I went to City College High School, and I told my boy, I said, you see that right there? I'm going to get that, right? And she didn't live far from me, but she didn't live close because, you know, I was in high school. It was my sophomore year. I was 16. And we had this bus that took us to a shopping center. And then from there, you caught another bus. Our school was on the east side of town. We lived on the west side of town. So we got off at the shopping center, then caught another bus to her neighborhood. And she lived in a tough neighborhood. Ooh, baby. In the public housing area. It's crazy over there. But anyway, we went over there. And I, in my mind, I just acting like I knew what I was doing. Oh, I've been here before. You know, you think you're young. You don't know what the hell is going on. And then it was really bad but good because... like, it probably lasted three minutes, 2 minutes. And I'm like, oh, the condom broke. No, the boy, he had a celebration before he could have some real penetration. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, yeah, the condom broke. It bust. So you got some more? Your boy was done. And I was like, damn, what just happened?
Oh, my gosh.
But wow. I probably got like just a few moments in there. And I was like, oh. And I remember, this is how I remember, like, afterwards, like, the next few days or weeks, like, my fingernails wouldn't grow back. I'm like, damn, is that what that means? My fingernails not growing back. Usually they grow back. I broke that. I don't know. But, yeah, but that was fun.
Hilarious.
She was cool, but, yeah.
I love how quick you were on your feet with that, too.
Yeah. In the moment. Because it was like, I didn't even know that I should say that. Because she said, what, the condom broke? I'm like, yeah. I didn't know what to say.
Got that.
Damn.
I'm like, what am I doing? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. But it was great.
Oh, my God.
So funny. And you're like, and I don't have any other condoms. I'm so sorry. I have to leave.
And
bye.
I was like, now I understand why you got to be rock hard to go inside.
Oh. Yes.
Now I get it. Like, before you have an experience, at least for me, I mean, I didn't know, you know, I'm thinking like, yeah, you know, I could just get in there like, no, sir. You got to be like some steel, brother. Oh, it won't be real. So, great. Yeah, I remember that. Like, I got the visuals in my mind right now. So
aww.
It was funny. But
I'm
that was a moment.
I'm glad to take you back there, Eric.
Yeah, to the beginning. Let's take it back to the beginning where it all started.
That's right. That's how we get to know you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, 16, but a being young and innocent.
Aww.
I mean, I feel like I have the perfect follow-up question since we're talking about your dick. how do women react when they see Eric Jr.?
That's a great question. I never really thought about that. I know how they feel.
Oh my gosh.
I know how they feel now. But
I mean, well, are people reacting with their faces when, I mean, you know what I mean?
that's something I've really never processed other than when I'm processing just the vibe. Like, I can't say they do or they don't. You know what I mean? Like, because I'm not, like, paying attention. But because when you're in the moment, you're in the moment. You know, that's, you're like, for me, for women, it's just, it's mental, right? Like, yeah, the physical is great. But when you got that mind, like, connected, like, when you're mentally connected and stimulated with another person, everything's just that much greater and amazing. So, but yeah, I think they enjoy it. I think they're satisfied. I think they're happy. At least I hope, you know, I could be toot my own horn, but I mean, I think they are.
I mean, I absolutely believe you. I'm sold.
Well, Justin, it sounds like you think that he just, like, whips it out all the time and women are like, ah, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't whip it out all the time. You know, you can't do that. You gotta earn this thing.
Yes.
Of course.
I get in my moments where I want to just have fun. Too much fun.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
All right. So turn-ons. Do you have certain turn-ons in the bedroom?
In the bedroom? Someone who's really good with their mouth. It was really a, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think for me, I'm so emotional. Like, I'm into, like, foreplay, right? The conversation. I love having a deep conversation about something that's meaningful. And a good vibe and scenery. The moment takes over. You're not even planning what's going to happen. It's just happening. I think that's more powerful as I've gotten older than anything. Because when you're young, you just want to get in there and do your thing. You're like, nah, that's not how you do it, buddy. Slow it down. Relax. Yeah, I just think a person who's good with their mouth, lips, if you say, and someone who's confident. I think that's the thing. Like, someone who's confident and who's not afraid to, like, be all the way raw. Like, you know, because I meet women sometimes, and this could be because of my persona, how I come off, and they want to give me this churchy, classy, spiritual, like, I'm like, sweetheart, I can see right through that. Listen, you want to get down, and you're trying to get wild. You ain't got to be Miss Goody Tissue for me. I can see through that. Yeah. Bring me the real side. Bring me the dark side. Right? Like,
I
get it. We all, you know, try to be professional and, you know, but just get to it. So, but yeah, I mean, that's really it, honestly, if I think about it.
A follow-up to that. So are you into dirty talk? Are you into...
Oh, yeah, all day. All day.
All day. All day.
All day. I'm all to, like, the words, everything. Like,
okay.
So to people who don't know astrology, I'll break it down to you. So astrology for, like, your natal chart is where all your planets are. So, you know, I'm a Pisces, but I'm not just a Pisces. Like, I have different signs within
right.
my astrology in my natal chart. So there's a planet called Mars. Mars is your energy and your sex planet. So whatever sign you are in that planet is how you approach sex.
Interesting.
So my Mars is, and it's like how you approach sex, how you deal with your anger and how your energy is. So my Mars is in Capricorn. So Capricorns by nature are big freaks. Like, they look very polished and put together and they're big freaks, right? So my Mars in Capricorn is like, they say these people, they're so put together, like, but then when it comes to the sex, they, like, they let go. Like, I'll let go, right? But I think words and, like, stimulation, I think more than anything is everything to me. Because you can have, you know, casual sex or loving sex with someone, it can get old and you get bored. It's like, I need something else to take me to a whole nother realm in my mind. But yeah, dirty talking for sure. I love someone who's, like, confident in that, though. Not just talking the talk, but, like, they know what they're saying and they know what it's doing to the person's psyche. Like, I like
that. Right.
Yeah.
And you like when they take charge as well?
Yeah. I mean, I like to be in charge, but, like, if you know what you're doing, baby, go ahead, do your thing. I'm not mad. Yeah. I can receive much as I give, but I like to give, you know, but I love a woman who knows how to give.
Okay. All right. I like it. Okay, Justin.
Hot. Okay. So pretend I'm a hot girl. How do you pick me up? Like, what are your secrets?
It's really no secrets. It's just eye contact, body language, and the conversation. Once I get the eye contact and understand your body language and your energy you're giving me, I will know in the first 5 or 10 minutes what's really up. Because I'm going to get to the core, like, really quick without trying to. I'm just going to be like, it's energy. You can just feel it. Like, some women, when I say, I'm like, oh, I know exactly what she wants. But she's trying to play like she's just one of this good girl, but she wants to get down. So you can read between the lines, and then there's some women that play hard to get, and they want you to kind of chase, or they kind of want you to... Some women want you to manipulate them. Like, it's wild. But it's, as a man, as I realized, they, like, when it comes to that, because they don't want to just be like, here, you know? They want you to put in some game.
They want
to chase.
Totally.
You know, women want to feel desirable. They want to feel wanted. So make me feel wanted. And yeah, then maybe you can have some of this, but I'm just going to give it to you. And then some women like, no, come get this. What are you doing? When I was younger, I probably missed out on so many good times because I was just so naive and gullible. And I'm like, oh, she's so pretty. And I'm over it. She's over at my place. And I'm giving all this motivation talk. She don't want to hear none of that. She's like, put the motivation in me. But I don't know what to do because it's like, I'm just giving her so much respect. And like, oh my God, putting her on a pedestal. Like, damn, she's amazing. And she's like, boy, if you don't just take control,
put it in
and get in the driver's seat and drive the car.
All I want is a spanking. What are you doing? Stop talking.
Yeah, just choke me already.
I had a homegirl tell me that. She's like, Eric, a girl is not going to come over here and tell you what to do to her or tell her. She's not going to tell you that she wants you to do these things. You just got to know it. You got to read the signs.
Body language.
Like, oh, yeah, right. I didn't know that at the time. I was just over here like, oh, man, I could have had some of that. I would have done it.
Well, I love that you said eye contact, too, because it is such a powerful tool. And I feel like it's so easy to like avert eye contact. And it's just like, no, like that's like a major flirt move.
And I got to be careful with my eye contact because it's intense. I had a young lady tell me, you're not looking at me in my eyes. I said, if I look at you in your eyes, it's over. She was like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm trying to tell you because I look in your eyes, it's over. It was over.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So. You just gotta, we know what we know based on what we know. So, yeah.
Good thing this is just a video, Eric. I'm safe over here in my closet. Yeah. So I have a question about the craziest place you've ever had sex. Do you have a story for us?
Wow, crazy. See, here's the thing. I've asked multiple women, like, what's the wildest thing? What's the, you know, well, what is wild? It's all subjective. What's crazy? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Because to someone who's did this, that's nothing. Oh, yeah. I remember in Dominican Republic, I was 28, after the club, my cousin and I, with some girls there, we hopped in a little, because we had villas. So we were staying in villas, but they had like a little golf cart. Him and I, and then two other girls, we hopped in the golf cart. And then like the pools were closed. We went skinny dipping. We hopped in. And then the police came with the lights, like, what are y'all doing? Next thing you know, we're on the beach, and we were little freaks. So I had a beach time, a jacuzzi time. I had a fun time in the elevator one time.
Okay.
So you got your money's worth at this resort as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So
you're open to like public.
Oh, yeah. I like it. I think I'm a spontaneous, like, I don't know. I think that's the Sagittarius moon in me. Because I'm very balanced and even keel, but like I'm so spontaneous when I'm in a certain type of emotional vibe or state. So if it's the right person and connection and energy there, I'm like, that's the balcony right here. Let's go. You know, it's not gonna hurt nobody. We're staying here. We're fanning. Yeah.
I can completely relate 100%.
So you get it. Yeah.
Justin, can you? Can you relate to having sex in public?
The closest thing I've done is like car sex, which I feel like everyone's done,
okay.
But yeah, there's never been, I've never done public. I like, it's just like not for me, but I love hearing about it. I think it's so hot, but yeah, just like, it's definitely not my MO.
I love it. I am all about it. 10 years married and we're still wherever, whenever.
I think it's just like, you know what it is? It's that, I don't know the terminology, but it's that, I don't think it's like almost getting caught, but it's like, I kind of want to get caught.
Yeah, there's
because
always
that's
that chance.
Like, intensify the moment.
Yeah.
Like they're looking at us, I'm like, so what? Keep going. Like, you know, like, we're here. So,
keep going. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, Justin, now it's your question.
I'm like just reading all the questions and I'm like, I feel like I obviously wrote these days ago But I'm like, oh God, am I really about to ask that?
Yes, you are.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This one's not even that bad. How much do like you and your friends like have conversations about sex? Is that an integral part? And I guess like more like generally, like do you feel like straight men talk about sex a lot, a little? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I'm very sexual. You know, I have a lot of energy. And to be quite honest, I've been on a woman fast for the last 100 days. Haven't had no sex.
Wow.
So
He's primed and ready.
Yeah. So I want to... So sometimes I go on these little fasts where I'm like, I did a drinking fast 2 years ago. I haven't had a drink since. Not that I would never drink again, but it was
just
30 days turned into 18 months. So with this sex fast, it was more of, you know, I had some things that went on and I was like, you know what? You know, I just need to take a break and just kind of fall back. And then I had a lot of important things coming up that these things could have probably prevented from happening but the timing of it. So I said, let me just take it, you know, let me pull away from feminine energy for 90 days and see what happens. And I'm really disciplined, but I think this is the first time in my life when I've been active sexually and not doing it or getting it. It didn't affect me, but it was just like, damn. Because I done went almost 9 months with no sex before, but I really wasn't getting laid back then like that, you know? So I was broke, you know, I was just trying to figure out me as an individual. But yeah, so, you know, it's been tough. But what I do like about it, I don't have nobody's energy attached to me. Like, no matter if you're having a casual hookup, you're dating, or you're talking, when you're really constantly having sex with someone and it's some liking, their energy is tied to you. So, mm-hmm. you know, whether you guys are in a relationship or not, there's still some type of situationship that subconsciously you're responsible for, even if you don't want to be responsible. But yeah, I talk about sex all the time. I mean, sex is a part of life. I've been doing some research and learning that a lot of us have past life trauma around sex. For me growing up, sex had a negative connotation. I was so in fear of it. So that allowed me to gravitate to being addicted to porn because I had the urge to want to have sex and do sex, but I was so afraid that baby, STD, or whatever, what was growing up, it was always negative connotation. So I was like, if you know, I masturbate, I'm not hurting anyone. But eventually I was hurting myself because I was overly doing it, right? But however, you know, I learned a lot of things. And like I said, a lot of us have past life trauma around sex. And I also discovered that sex is probably one of the quickest ways to get to your higher self, like frequency, right? Like, because think about it. Like, I can't say everybody, but if you have good sex, so you have, I remember being broke and my rent was due in 3 days. I didn't have the rent money. But 3 days prior to the rent being due, I hooked up with someone, and after that hookup, I felt totally different. I didn't worry about how I was going to pay my rent, but I paid my rent, right? So it put me in a different frequency, a different vibration. They say if couples have sex 2 times a week for the year, they make an extra $50,000.
We're every day, honey.
Right. So sex
and the world we live in has such a negative connotation. So it puts people in a fearful state. And you have people who have guilt, sexual guilt, a lot of guilt around it. And then honestly, people don't understand when you have all those emotions and thoughts in your body, you attract things that you shouldn't get with STDs and viruses. And because your body is reacting to your mind and how you're thinking about it. So I've done a lot of research and I was even thinking like, man, sex is healing. Like, this is how we got here. Why do we put such a bad, like, we should talk about sex. Like,
yes, you know,
my cousin
you.
Always say, like, we get all these people who are on national TV and they want to be proper and they want to be professional. And everyone's like, but most of them probably are big freaks. And it's nothing wrong with it. Just like, I feel like when we suppress our shadow self, it bites us in the ass, right? Mm-hmm. There's a book, The Laws of Human Nature by Robert Greene. He says, when we suppress our dark side, it comes back to bite us at the wrong time. So say any of these guys or gals that's in the news with allegations about being mischievous or assaulting someone sexually or doing all these things, because that energy they suppress for so long, they haven't given it its proper attention. So that energy takes over their existence and gets them in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Because they're trying to be this saint, this perfect good Samaritan, this perfect person. And I understand the energy because I try to, I'm this, I'm that, I'm Eric Bigger, and I smile and I'm positive. Like, no, I love sex. I'm a very sexual being. I think it's good for your soul. I think it's great for you if you're doing it with the right people and for the right purpose and the right intentions behind it. Because we can misuse sex as well.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. I talk about sex a lot. And I try to get some of my female friends and, you know, people that I come across to get them to open up and be honest about themselves. Like, even if I'm dealing with a girl intimately, I want her to be honest. Like, maybe you're into that. Like, some women are into things and they're so afraid to acknowledge it because they think you're going to judge them. I'm like, no, right. I'm not judging you. Like, I want to know because that shit might turn me on. Yeah,
that's exactly why I wanted to have this podcast, because we have to normalize talking about sex. Everyone has sex and we need to talk about it. There should be no stigma around it. It's okay. You can talk about sex. You can talk about it and not feel bad about yourself or feel like you're a bad person, have the guilt, have anything, you know, negative around that. Like, just own it, you know? That's why I wanted to have this podcast. So thank you.
No problem.
I knew you were a perfect guest because of that. Yeah. I knew it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm all about it and I'm all for it. And we hide from ourselves so much and it's just not healthy.
No, you gotta it's own definitely it, not. You know? All right. We're going to dive a little deeper.
Okay.
So have you had a threesome before?
No, but I want one. And I done had probably three girls in the last 90 days say they want to have a threesome with me.
Oh, so wow.
Like, wow. Is that my subconscious speaking to them? Because I haven't had sex.
All that pent-up energy is being saved for a threesome, everyone. I love it.
But the thing is, it's like I'm so sexual and such, you know, a freak in my own way that I'm very picky, though. I might have a bunch of numbers in my phone. I talk to multiple girls, and I'm not having sex with a bunch of girls at once. I mean, I've had in the past, but you know what I mean? Like, it's not like, well, pretty sure you got a different girl every day. Like, nah, I really don't, though. I really don't. I don't. You know, I might have a girl that I consistently have sex with every other week, and then maybe I have a random that appears at times, but nothing like, and every day a different girl. Like, nah. But yeah, I definitely want that. But I think you guys asked the question earlier, being in my space, it is uncomfortable because you got to trust people.
Right.
I know some big time, like, people in the industry and athletes entertain, they make women sign NDAs, you know.
I've heard that.
They take their phone and...
Yeah.
Because, some people are not right. So it's kind of hard, but at the same time, when you're in it, you're in it. I've ever had that happen, like, not planned. I think when you plan it, I think it makes it bad.
Right.
I think it's just in a moment, maybe you're on a vacation and, you know, you meet someone and you're already there with someone and it just happens. I think that's the best time.
Organically.
Yeah. Everyone's in the vibe instead of you like, okay, I want to get this person. I feel like it takes away the freedom and the fun that will come with the organic one, you know?
For sure. Well, if you do have a threesome, you need to come back on and tell us about it.
You got it.
Part two.
I mean, I really enjoy threesomes, so I think that you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, I know I will. It's just, I feel like maybe because I like to be in control, but I like to watch. I'm a watcher. I feel like, you know, it's like I'm so cerebral and mental about everything. Like, it's the buildup. It's the story. It's the experience. It's more than just the physical, you know? It's the energy that comes with it. I was studying on my fast, is it Tantric or Tank?
tantra or sex.
Yeah, tantric.
Tantric.
Yeah, tantric.
And then like manifesting through sex.
Oh.
I had an opportunity where I was had a good friend of mine that I was, you know, we messed around before, but I told her, I was like, you know, I can't ejaculate and I can't, you know, I can't have sex. But the buildup from that, and I was like, you see this buildup, you see this energy? This is what most of us do, but we deplete that energy after it's gone because everyone orgasms, comes, and it's done. Imagine using that energy. I said, that was a lot of energy, right? Imagine using that energy to manifest something in your life. It's powerful. It's energy that comes with that.
Yeah.
So I was studying like a lot of that and understanding that. And, you know, it's powerful stuff that can happen through sex when you do it right. So I think it's good for people to do their research as they get older, if that's what they
Definitely.
Want.
Definitely.
Wait, so to be clear, this 90-day fast is also no jacking off, like no self-gratification?
Well, I'll be honest. It was, I shouldn't jack off, but after like 3.5 weeks, your boy was jacking. You know what
okay.
I mean?
But were you, was it just like you were edging yourself or was there?
Well, basically what it is, they call it semen retention, right? And when you retain it, you actually have more power because when guys are ejaculating and masturbating, right? You're giving your power away, your life force. So when you're able to keep that power, you can use that to manifest your dreams. There's a book called Think and Grow Rich. And it talks about sex transmutation. How you can use sexual energy to transmute your life.
Wow.
So, and it's also, there's a guy from, I forgot his name, he's from China or Hong Kong, but he talks about having an orgasm without ejaculating. I haven't got to that part, but I really want to get to that part in my career, in my life for myself.
Interesting.
I think that's powerful. You can just have a mental or body orgasm, but you're not really ejaculating. You're still keeping all your life force in you. So it's a lot of discipline, a lot of work. But eventually, I want to get to that point. I think I'm into stuff like that. Anything that's going to make me better to help someone else, I want to be great at. This is why I'm passionate about just helping people overall and studying human psychology and sex and emotions because they all serve a purpose.
For sure.
Love it. Yeah, I mean, I'm all about like a nice like edge session and like...
When you say edge, what do you mean by edge?
Like get to the edge?
Yeah, basically. Like you get to the... You get to the edge and then you stop and, you know, maybe you like put on a TV show and then you watch that for maybe like 10 or 15 minutes. And then like you go back to, you know, doing whatever it is you're doing was turning you on.
Benefit of that. That's interesting.
It's just like a whole build-up process.
Oh.
Yeah. So like, I feel like when I come, this is insane that I'm talking about all this. Hello. It just feels, the buildup is just so great because like you've gotten to the edge like multiple times, but then
so you're
kind of
like disciplining yourself.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like
and it, I mean,
down.
I know I have a friend, he used to do this like every day and he would do it like 30 days in a row. And then on the 30th day, he would like allow himself to come. And it's like those orgasms are just like insane. Yeah. And it,
I actually want to try to do that like soon. As soon as I get my action back.
It really, it falls into what you were saying. Just like, I mean, I recommend it. I mean, it's obviously like kind of time consuming because, you know, you're,
when that
you have to
up,
set
you
aside.
You can feel it in like your lower abdomen. Like it's so powerful. It's like you can feel all the juice, like in the bottom of your abs, like it's crazy. It's like, yo, I gotta let this thing out. This thing is crazy.
Oh my God.
It is
nuts.
And
like,
the flow is always way more intense.
It's very intense.
So
I did that and I was like, whoa, bro, this is, when this get released.
Right. A lot of swimmers. A lot of swimmers.
Geyser.
Yeah.
Geyser. This is actually probably the most uncomfortable question that I have. So more uncomfortable for me than anything. I want to have a conversation with you about anal sex. And it's like a multi-part question. Because first, I want to know, like, do you enjoy anal sex? And then this next part is like, I guess, even a little bit more taboo. But then like, have you ever had a partner give you some sort of anal stimulation?
So the first question.
Yeah.
I've never had anal sex.
Okay.
I tried it once and it just didn't work for me.
Okay.
And maybe because I didn't know what I was doing. And I think then there's some women who love anal sex, you know? I think older women are into that. And the second part, no. But I had one, she was just so anal about my anal. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? So I had to ask her. I was like, do you like to lick it or something? Like, you know, but she was so persistent. I'm like, she's like, no, it's like a G-spot in there. Like, da-da-da-da. I was like, well, I don't know that, you know, but she was like, I was like, what are you doing? Like, stop. Like, no, I'm not the guy. But I did hear there are all guys that have girls or wives that be, you know, they be doing something back there. It's a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pegging. Well, it's so interesting just because, like, I mean, you clearly have this like passion to pursue all of this and like always be at like the best, whether it's like physical, emotional, sexual. And so I do, I was just wondering because I was like, I feel like he could say yes or no to either of these questions. Yeah. But like there is such like a stimulation in even just as a guy, like having like your taint licked, which is so funny. But like it's fucking true. Yeah. Like that like area, I don't know. It really is sensitive and there is like a pleasure point, but I definitely feel like a lot of men are, you know, like, oh, I don't want to do that, you know, but like it's definitely a pleasure
point. I had a young lady, you know, get close to doing that one time. And yeah, I get it. No, I understand it. So I'm not afraid of that, but I get it. Like, I understand what you're saying.
If you ever, you know, do it, let me know. Send me a DM.
Just send him a text. Just send him a random text. That's hysterical.
Just honestly send me a DM that says, I got a package at my back door. And I'll know exactly what you're talking about. And we'll just, I'll double click it. We'll move forward. That'll be it.
I don't think I'll never get that far. But I just know there are some women. Like, I had one, they were older, though. They were all older. And she's like, yeah, would you want me to put my thumb in your ass? I was like, damn. What? You like that?
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, did I miss something? But it's a thing. So, you know, I'm a curious person. So I'm want to know, like, what's that about? Like, so tell me more. Yeah, so, you know, with some guys, and she was breaking it down. Like, she had the algorithm to the whole thing. I was like, oh,
algorithm.
Okay, you've done this.
Yeah. And I think a lot more men would actually like it if they tried it. But yeah, it's just like, it's so
taboo. I feel like, you know,
so,
at least for me, like, you got to be comfortable with someone. You got to really
know them.
And it got to be someone y'all been, for me, been dealing with each other for a long time. Unless you just had a wild night. You just like, yo.
That has not happened in 10 years, 13. We've known each other. I mean, he's my best friend. Like, I don't go there. I don't go there. And he's okay with that.
Yeah.
He's okay with that. Any like fantasies, Eric?
I think one of my fantasies were a threesome at one point, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I do. That might be miracle. I'm not even going to say that. Miracle. We're going to keep that. We're going to keep that GP. You know?
I just like, I thought about The Bachelor and being The Bachelor. And so I had a different vision of that in a different way.
Oh.
So, you know, but. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But it's nothing crazy, but, you know.
It's nothing crazy, but he did use a safe word. So interpret as you will, audience.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
Do you enjoy sexting?
Do I? All day. That's my favorite thing to do. Favorite thing
Love
to do
it.
Because I'm so isolated because I don't hang out with a lot of people. I'm always working and doing what I need to do to get ahead in life. And surprisingly, a lot of the women that I connect to or talk to usually out of town, surprisingly. They're not in town. So I think that's my thing to get me, especially in this process. Not having sex in the last 100 days is like the only thing I can do to get some type of excitement other than looking at something on the internet, you know? So
God, I feel like I would just explode. But I mean, who knows, you know?
I just think it's never about what you're gonna get from the experience. I think it's about what you're gonna become and what you have to become. You know, like, shit, when we was on the show, I was gone for 10 weeks. That's another time. I wasn't.
But you didn't jack off the whole time?
No. So this is another thing I learned. Some guys were. So when I was in that space, that energy was shut off. And I guess because, what is it, testosterone? It was so much, like, none of that was even activated for me. It was kind of, I can't say it was like, I feel like it was boarding school or like boot camp, right? Like it was, I didn't feel it wasn't, you know, but the funny thing is, the interesting, like some of the producers, like
I just need to get a hug from them, like, you know, the women producers, and like, man, ooh, you would feel so fulfilled. Like, yeah, can I have a hug?
Oh, my God. Days,
baby. Help a brother out. Just give us a little bit. Oh, that, you're rubbing on my shoulder. Yeah, I need that.
Okay, so, Eric, do you still consider yourself, like, part of Bachelor Nation? Like, do you, you know, follow the cast, like, the past cast that we've had, like, Matt's girls and, like, the more, like, current cast? Like, do you know?
Nah, not really. No, okay. I know some of them. Like, some people stood out to me, like, from the season. Like, the one he's with, she stood out to me. I'm like, oh, yeah, she's a, yes. I knew he was
Rachel?
Gonna pick her. Yeah, I knew he was going to pick
Rachel.
Her. I just knew it. Okay. I could see it. I'm like, from that was there in that moment, even before that moment, I could just see it. Like, yeah, they got that vibe. And she got that energy to her. I could just tell. But yeah, not really. I haven't really paid attention to like the last few seasons unless I had to and watched to be interviewed. But
really. That makes sense. Okay. Well, we can do literally anybody from Bachelor Nation.
No, but so go ahead. I want another question. I'm curious to know what you was going to ask.
So I always do fuck, marry, kill from Bachelor Nation. Mm-hmm. So if you had to choose someone for each of those, who would you choose?
I wouldn't kill anyone. I don't have that.
Dustin said.
I don't have enough hate in my heart.
Okay, how about like a BFF instead? So we'll do friend, fuck, marry, I guess.
Damn, but see, the person I probably would want to slay is kind of in a situation. I don't even want to put that energy out there. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So
Yeah.
Let's see.
It's always tricky. It's a tricky one.
I had
one.
A crush on her for a long time, but I knew why once. I was like, oh, that's why.
Oh, you can't tell us.
She's a Scorpio. Just know that. So I always had crushes on like JoJo, Vanessa, and I had this like weird attraction to Becca Tilly.
Becca Tilly.
But I also like, what's her name? She just got in a relationship or got engaged. Her name is Sydney. I think she's from like Arkansas or something.
Oh, yeah. Sydney Hightower.
I love her. Like,
Oh, yeah.
Sydney. Her, Victoria Fuller. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
They could get it or could have got it or, you know, it would be great. But
well, Victoria Fuller is still single, I believe, right?
Yeah, but you know, it's tough sometimes because I know some guys, but just you can just feel in general like everybody's on them. Like I don't like to be on a girl that everybody's on. I can acknowledge how I feel about them, but it's like I don't want it because it's like everybody wants you, you know. It's
and
like,
Victoria Fuller is definitely that it girl right now.
Yeah, everybody's like on her. And that's because she got a nice body. Her body is incredible, you know.
Yeah.
Who else? So you said F, fuck, marry, and best friend. Give me some names, because there's so many.
Oh, gosh. Let's see. What about, like, Chelsea? I'm thinking, like, people recent, but, like, Bree.
Bree
is gorgeous.
Bree is gorgeous. Yeah, Bree is good. So I don't know her as well. I would love to, like, be her friend before I do anything with her. I would like to be her friend. She seemed cool and down to earth. CN is great. I seen CN like 2 weeks ago. She had a boyfriend. She'd be a great person to be as a friend. Who else do we have? Mary? Who would I marry? I don't see nobody that I would marry. That's out there.
I mean, we could do like Becca Kufrin, Kaylin.
Oh, Becca Kufrin can get it. I'm sorry. I know her. She can get it. I mean, you know, but yeah. I don't see nobody that I would marry though. There's nobody you'd be like, yeah, I'm married. I would marry. You know, I don't have enough rapport or discussion time with them to even say that. But I think, you know, there's a lot of powerful women in Bachelor Nation. And
definitely.
I think sometimes it happens on both sides. They get exposure, right? Everyone's talking about them. And so what happens is they're not what people talk about when you meet them, right?
Right.
And then it's the ones that people don't talk about that really be like that when you meet them.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have think or thought of like, oh, wow, you actually dope. Like, you incredible. Like, I want to talk to you even longer, you know? And then the girl you think is like, oh, my God, nah. So,
no.
So it was like that Victoria. We did a Family Feud with the Victoria's Secret Angels. Those girls was attractive, but they didn't vibrate the frequency of their name. When I was around them, they didn't feel the way they looked to people. They like fit into like, and no disrespect to none of them because they're all gorgeous, but like, I'm just talking about like frequency, like energy wise. You know some women you see, you be like, damn, she's, oh my God. Like you're intimidated or you can feel like, I didn't feel that from them. And not saying that I was anticipating it, but I thought somebody would like, some of them was like, all right. But they just seemed like women who was just extremely attractive. But that attribute, you didn't feel that in their energy. That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know how you can feel somebody's aura? Like, yo, this person got it. Like the it factor.
Yes. And you mentioned Vanessa.
Yeah, Vanessa Grimaldi.
I met her in person and I was like, holy shit, this person. Yeah. Same with Becca Tilly, though. I've met her several times and I'm just like, you are incredible. Like, yo, you are Becca incredible. Tilly, her energy, like, her vibe.
I'm like, yo, can you be my girlfriend? Like, it's just like she got this subtle, sweet, charming, easygoing, down earth. Like, who are you?
Yeah.
Like, we was in a celebrity game together. We played, she actually played basketball. So she was on my team and that was, I was able to spend some time like, oh, she's so a great individual. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when Vanessa said, I was into Vanessa. So when I met her in person, I feel like, I don't know if this is something women do, because I think Rachel Lindsay did this on our season. And my boy was like, yeah, most girls, when they really like you or have some type of like, and they turn off a certain type of energy in them, they make you feel like they don't like you. Because every time I got, so every time I would get around, I would just like, damn, I don't feel anything from this. She turned something off. This is weird. But on social media, I would feel different, you know? But she's a Libra, so she's, I love Libra. She's incredible.
It's that mystery, you know? We want that mystery. You guys, like, keep guessing, you know, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
That was a great answer. I love it. That was amazing. This has been incredible. I knew you'd be amazing. Mm-hmm. It was all worth it. Who would you recommend coming on our show next?
You got to get Corinne.
But Corinne, come on. That'd be amazing.
Get her on. I mean, she should do it. I mean, her, you know, platinum, P-U-S-S-Y.
Right?
You know?
I know. I was you Mike put in Johnson, a good word.
Mike,
I mean.
Get Mike Johnson on it. I feel like Mike Johnson to come on.
Mike Johnson was our first guest. He's going to come back.
Yeah,
he killed it.
Like, for me, like, this stuff is easy. It's not hard for me to be myself and be real about how I feel. Some people, because of their experience, it was really traumatizing. It's kind of hard because then, you know, they go to platforms like Reddit or different people pick up their things and put it, you know. Me, that's I'm just like, I'm straight cut and dry to the point. It's like, what's up? What you want to talk about? Let's cut to it. Let's get to it, you know.
Yeah.
What are we saving energy and thoughts for? You already know what you're thinking. You want to have a good time. You're probably nasty. You probably want to do something disgusting that people, you know, it's all right. We're not judging you. Like, I just wish people can just be themselves. Like, just be yourself.
Exactly.
Like, at the end of the day, when your door's closed, you're talking shit and you're having fun and you're taking a shit. Literally. But let's be real.
Yeah.
So I just want people to just be more authentic. And I think the world would be a more better place. But we always hide and running from our own truth and fears, which I get. But it don't have to be that way, especially in something that's general and natural as sex. You know,
absolutely.
But some people are still a virgin in their 30s. So you can't say that about everybody. So I, you know, to the people listening, I'm not saying you, but to at some point, you know, people who've done it enough, they know what they like and what they don't like. And if you're not, and some people don't like sex as much. So, and those, you know, they like other things. They might like just making out or it's sexting. And that's cool
too. Or they haven't been with the right person. That's what I say.
There you go. There you go. That part. So,
right. Mm-hmm. Well, I cannot thank you enough. We can't thank you enough, right, Justin? You are incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And Justin, I loved having you here as my guest co-host. Please come back and join me for sure.
Thank you so much. I've been blushing this whole time. It's been great.
Yeah, this is fun. This is what I wish we can be talking about this stuff all the time. But, you know, the thing about the world we live in, the social media and everyone seeing everything, hearing everything, I'm just getting tired of people labeling people, putting them in a box, cancel culture. And like everybody's goody tissue and everyone's perfect. Like when you go home, you're the perfect person. You don't make mistakes. You don't fuck up. I'm just tired of that. Like we got to change the narrative. It's like, listen, let's just be real. You want to have a good time. You get a little bit drinking. You really wild, but nobody's going to tell nobody. It's okay.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. They're like that themselves. You know, you got to think of it that way. Right.
So
who cares?
I get it. Yeah, who cares?
Enjoy life.
Enjoy yourself. So, and the reason I'm saying that because I used to be that person. I used to care about every little thing from how people thought of me, how they talked about me, how I looked, how I came off. I was the ultimate people pleaser. I'm not into that no more. Mm. That doesn't get you anywhere. It leaves with stress. And it's just not the best state to be in emotionally. So be yourself.
Right.
That's it.
Absolutely.
Afterthought, you know?
Yeah, that's right. Well, you guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Batch After Dark with Aaron and Kelsey. But today it was with Aaron and Justin. And we loved having you. Thank you again so much for all the support, all the love that we've been shown. We love you guys so much. The reviews are incredible. Keep them coming. We will shower you with love back. We really appreciate it. And please follow us on Instagram at Batch After Dark Pod. And you can always email us with guest requests or co-host guest requests at batchafterdark@gmail.com. Till next time, you guys, take care. We'll see you then. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.